Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week in league, Cronulla rethink their drug policy from putting the whole team on it to putting a team's worth into Talakai.
Alex McKinnon's wife breaks up via a simple text. Our relationship has ducked its head.
After a brilliant kick for a try, Nelson Asifa-Solomona is now higher in the NRL halfback rankings than Luke Brooks.
Plus, we look ahead to all the action for round 8 of the 2022 NRL season.
All that and more this week. Welcome to episode 458 of This Week in League.
How the fuck did you have to think about that?
Because I've got the old file up here, and so I had to do a quick mental calculation.
Kind of, it was 25 seconds ago.
Yeah, it really was.
Motherfucker, like, I've heard you forget your name. Don't you fucking be on it. Yeah.
Look, you make a valid point.
So, boys, how are you?
Great.
As good as you were 10 minutes ago.
Even better.
Now, look, it's time to do the preview episode for round 8. And it's fair to say that we interspersed all of the game reviews from last round with news, all the news around the teams. So I think we'll get straight into the actual games themselves, shall we?
Let's go. There's been no news since the last time we recorded.
So 100%. And like, I know we joke about, you know, things happening just in time, you know, so they can be spoken about on the show. But that would be a special level of fucking synchronization if something literally happened between 10:30 and 10:33 p.m. Right. Okay. So coming up this weekend, the first game Thursday night, the Sharkies taking on the Brisbane Broncos at Suncorp. Now, this one, Broncos, no change to their team list from last week's win over the Doggies. And Sharky side, Finucane comes back in after missing last week with a concussion. McInnes to the bench, Trindle the reserves. In the reserves, in number 19, and has made the first cut, Wade Graham. Mm. So perhaps he's looking like coming back at some point really soon.
Big step up for the Broncos. I think they had a good win last week. I think the Sharks are too classy.
Yeah, I think based on the first half performance, but there were some holes in Cronulla that a deft game manager like Reynolds can exploit. And Brisbane's outside backs are in good form. But yeah, no, I agree. I think Cronulla will be too strong.
Yeah, I don't think the Broncos have the cattle to exploit the opportunities that the Sharks will give them.
Yeah,
I mean, my estimation of the Sharks has actually gone down since last week. I thought they were better against the Storm, in that loss, because we've seen what the Storm can do, and we really only had a singular matchup that resulted in at least 5 of the 6 tries that the Sharkies scored in that game. So I don't know if the Broncos, it's going to be Katoni Staggs. You know, I don't think that defensively Katoni Staggs is a Morgan Harper, and for that reason alone, I'll favour the Sharks. But yeah, I don't think it's going to be a slaughter.
Sharks 13 plus.
Oh, well, maybe it is going to be a slaughter then. So says Glennie. All right. What are the odds? $4 for the Broncos. So yeah, I guess 13 plus does sound reasonable, doesn't it? Certainly the bookie's standpoint. The first Friday game, the pub slot, traditional slot, the Gold Coast Titans take on the Penrith Panthers at Cbus. Are you going down?
I would like to. I can't confirm yet.
Right. Okay. The Gold Coast Titans side, Brimson, has been switched to fullback. The experiment in halves is over. Sammy returns on the wing. Herbert shifts to centre. Will Smith comes to 5'8", and Isako is out of the 17. Fafita back to the back row, Proctor benched where he should be, and Wallace to the reserves. So Mo Fodawaka comes back into the starting side, and Boyd and SASA come onto the interchange.
Do we need
that's where Herman SASA is.
Do we need to talk about this game?
Just going unchanged for the Panthers. Sonny, we didn't talk about Sonny Luke, but yeah, he maintains his spot on the bench following his successful debut.
Yep.
Obviously the future there, and you know, he had a great career in the lower grades, and he's looks like he's successfully made the step up. And
I think he's done well with a bit of time between that and his step up.
Mm. Yep.
Like he's had a couple of contracts elsewhere and didn't crack first grade.
Yep.
So, you know, that might actually be a good sign. Having a bit of time in the relative wilderness early on in his career. The Titans can definitely put points on. We've seen them do it against other top teams in the competition, but I'm not sure over 80 minutes they've got it
to match. I don't think Panthers they can defend it. They can't defend a goddamn thing that Penrith had waiting for them.
Yeah.
But also, we're starting to see signs of cracks in Holbrook. I mean, he does the Fifita to the centres thing last week. No, put him back in the pack this week.
Yep.
Brimson, no, let's chop and change the halves. Put Brimson back to fullback. That's not working. So let's bring Will Smith in. I mean, who, you know, like the only kind of punch he's going to bring to the side is if he's got a ball-headed wife and one of the Panthers boys says something about her. So, look, I just don't know what the Titans have to bring to this game to even make it a contest.
Yeah. The answer is nothing.
Panthers 13 plus, put your house on it.
30 plus, I thought I heard you say, and I agree.
Yes, you did. Gamble responsibly.
One of the longer odds too at the moment. Gee, what, we're a couple of days away, and yeah, $8 for the Titans. So
yep.
That just about says it all. The Rabbitohs take on the mighty Manly Seagulls. Happy hunting ground up there in Gosford. The Rabbitohs side, they've got Milne suspended, so he's replaced by Tass in the back line. Jacob Host is out with a shoulder injury sustained last week, and Havili named on the bench. Manly side, okay, so Marty Tapau back at prop. Kepi returns from concussion, great. Paseka's out with the knee injury sustained last week, and Homoli took the early plea to fucking bullshit charge. But you can believe, like, he got fucking Simbin for that fucking tackle on Tolman. And then who was it? Was it Manu that went the fucking massive coat hanger on Ravalawa in that game? Nothing. He got fucking nothing. Ravalawa probably just sort of, if he had just laid down and played dead for 30 seconds, I think he might have got sent for it. But but yeah, it didn't. And so what we got, Ethan Bullimore in the back row, Ben Turbo on the bench, Morgan Harper in the reserves, Kohler in at centre. And honestly, that's all I need to see. A couple of props back, Kohler in centre, fucking Manly 13 plus. Happy days.
Yeah. From what I saw from South last week and Manly second half, I think Manly will be far too strong for Bunnies.
Look, I am worried about the bounce back from the Rabbitohs, you know, because like we saw how Parramatta bounced back after the embarrassment. And so, look, that is something that bothers me. But and also, like, we are still down on forwards, but look, we're in better shape this week than we were last week. And, you know, and that's enough for me. I mean, the fact that, like, we're not even talking about the big out in the back line anymore shows how well the side has covered his loss,
yeah.
And how much Garrick has developed as a decent understudy at fullback and can actually play the position of fullback now and chime into attack in various creative ways. A state of
origin fullback, some fuckwits suggest.
Look, I mean,
fucking
yeah, Ruben Garrick for state of origin. You're hearing it more and more, and who'd say no?
I've heard it twice in 10 minutes. That's yeah, exactly. The only times I'm ever going to hear it.
I'll tell you.
You're hearing it more and more. I mean, tweet Glenny. I mean, that Sports Fan Live. I mean, fucking get at him in the Facebook group.
You've just done a Trump. You've just, like, look, I'm hearing a lot of people saying it. I'm not saying it, but I've heard people say it. A lot of people, high profile people.
Do I agree with what they're saying? Yeah, I do. And I mean, and look, I think a lot more people start to agree with it as well.
In summary, Nate agrees with himself. Fucking knock me out with a feather.
You wait until you see the avalanche, absolute fucking deluge of comments sent to you.
Oh, fucking can't wait. It'll be fucking one Christopher Jones, and that's it.
Dylan Walker's named in 14 and he hasn't been cut yet. And I saw, and I watched the injury report from the physio earlier this evening, and he didn't mention anything. I thought Dylan Walker, I was sure he was injured, but I guess he's going to be there. Incidentally, do you know we've lost the butcher of Brookvale, James Ramey, from our staff. Do you know what the name of the head physio is for Manly this year?
Who?
Chris Bailey.
There you go.
The Chris Bailey?
The Chris Bailey, bearded and everything. Yep, tremendous. Your mate, the Penrith fan. Hashtag Yuri of Cleary, author. Not that Chris Bailey. Okay, so, yeah, Manly 13 plus, we're all agreed on that. Tremendous. Local game down at Ready on the weekend. Grab your sponge cake Swiss rolls because the Warriors are taking on the Raiders. Saturday afternoon, 3 p.m. Might go down and fuck a cake myself. Now, the
I have no interest in this game. We'll fuck a cake.
Oh, but I will. Oh, yeah. Cole's a potential affair. Get around it. It's like the stilettos of the fucking north.
I think it's more the public toilets at that establishment rather than Coles. Unless people are just fucking sponge cakes in the aisles at Coles, that's something new.
Get it right. The Coles is the stilettos, and the toilets are the dumpster outside stilettos. Right now, the Warriors side. Okay, so Penne suspended, DWZ died. Josh Curran is out with the knee injury. I think it was MCL he sustained in that game. So Berry comes onto the wing for DWZ. Cozy drops the reserves. Vialea takes up the other wing spot. Sirenin returns to the starting side to replace the injured Curran. And Katoa and Murchie fill the remaining bench spots. And, former Cowboy Dejan Arce is listed in the reserves. I did not know he was there. And Cody Nikurima was withdrawn from the last game, and he does not appear anywhere in the 25, from what I can see. Don't know what's going on there. The Raiders side. Whitehead returns from a facial injury. Elliot, that fucking... Do you see the picture of that from what happened in the training paddock?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that was fucked up.
Lip and teeth fucked up. Yeah, that was gross. Elliot benched, rushed in out of the 17. Look, obviously the Warriors aren't going to get slaughtered. That was an outlier. The Raiders are a team that can put a good 40 minutes together.
I think if you're going to bounce back from a 70-10 drubbing, the Raiders are the team you want to play next.
Yeah, that's it.
Right. But do the Warriors win the game, though?
I think the Warriors... Fuck. If they can't get up for a win this week, they'd need to hang it up. I think they'll win 1-12.
Yeah, it's really hard to think of... It's hard to look at the Warriors 2 days after they got fucking done by 70. But this is a fairly even game, I think, on paper.
True.
But it all depends on the mentality of Canberra, because they've put together a good 40 minutes in almost every game this season.
Yep.
No matter who the opposition is.
And unfortunately, games in rugby league go for 80 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I just wondering, is there 40 minutes good enough to beat this Warriors side? What do you think?
It would have been last week. I think the bounce back gets them home.
All right.
Warriors, big one.
I'm undecided on that one. I'll favour the Warriors more from just sympathy, I think, but that's probably the closest game of the round. The Doggies take on the Roosters. Okay, Sydney Olympic Park, the Canterbury Bankstown side, as we mentioned, they are looking to stave off, if Trent hasn't lost the dressing room, they're looking to stave off the worst ever coaching record in the history of the Bulldogs club. Their side for this clash, Naden returns to the wing. Avarillo returns to the centre. Ockenborg is in the reserves. Kiraz is omitted. Wakeham doesn't return. Biondiodo retains the 14 jersey. And what do we got there? Overseer Manafanai. Yeah, your old mate, Glennie. He turns there into 17.
Fuck, he's been around a while. It feels like he's been around forever.
The Rooster side. Tupou suspended. Ngama returns on the wing. Letters and Radley are named in starting spots, maybe benched late again, and Butcher and Takayaho benched. Surely.
Odd that the Bulldogs have dropped Karaz, who I thought was probably close to their best player last week. Hasn't played a lot of first grade, but I didn't think he did.
Well, no, especially because he was like only sort of shoved in there really quickly because of a COVID crisis.
Yeah, exactly.
In the club, yeah.
Look, if you get, we spoke about the Roosters not knowing who they are and still finding their way, etc. The Bulldogs are a team that could definitely play the Roosters in form.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't hold out much hope for the Bulldogs. I think this could get embarrassing very, very quickly.
Look, I favour the Roosters in this one, despite what we said about them in the last episode about, you know, it just being hard to really, you know, put a finger on, you know, who they are this season. I think last week will, you know, affect, you know, is, could be good for them in the, you know, in the long run, losing games like that, like meaningful, you know, occasion games against clubs that they should fucking do without breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
I think those sorts of things can sort of prompt a bit of a bounce back and, you know, or maybe just a bit of introspection and a look at what they're fucking doing. Then they've got to combat that against what the Bulldogs are bringing to the table, which is a coach that can't coach, a team that can't play, fans that can't get over their ex. and ultimately this is the game. It's a match of the round for me because it's the match where the Bulldog fans who haven't taken the time out of their day to send me private messages because they're cowards saying I was right about Trent. This is the game where the rest of them concede that I am in fact their father and they hold my fucking pocket.
Oof.
Ouch.
Hold both of them while they get catch D's nuts as Trent catches the worst coaching record in the history of the proud, I'm doing air quotes, club. The Eels. Haven't had a good one, although. Haven't had a good monologue for a while there, Glenny.
Takes me back. The rest welcome. Always welcome.
I take it you guys agree with the fact that the Bulldogs are going to be specifically scoreline. Yeah, all right. The Parramatta Eels take on the North Queensland Cowboys in Darwin, the traditional Darwin clash. And who normally wins this Darwin clash? Do you remember? I feel like it's one of these ones where the Eels don't necessarily, like it's a team that's not necessarily going the best that gets it. In this one, though, there are no changes to the Parramatta side. And when I say no changes, I mean Arthur at six and Brown in the centres again. The they got Opacek there in 20. I mean, so they do have a centre available. The Cowboys side, unchanged 17. And why would you? Fucking good vibes, Dairy Queen up there in North Queensland. But. This is one of those teams where they're coming up against one of the better teams in the competition, where 80 minutes of completed sets and spirited play is not going to be enough.
Yeah, they're going to have to score points.
Yeah. On the Cowboys side of the ledger, in their pro column, though, I will say, like, the Eels have still had their issues with defense. I mean, like, they conceded 2 points last week, right? But the Knights didn't offer anything.
Correct.
They didn't look like they were going to ever offer anything in that game. You look at teams like, you know, to some of the previous games, though, where, you know, Tigers, for example.
The Titans, times two. Yeah, that's it.
You know, had little problem, you know, putting points on against the Eels.
That's it.
So, look, I think the Cowboys can win this game. I don't think they will. I think the Eels are that next level up from them,
and I think the halves are a little bit more astute. Well, at least Moses is a little bit more astute in terms of just managing those crucial moments within a game. Parramatta for mine.
And they're a team that's built, and in the middle of their final tilt of their window.
Yes.
And yeah, and that sort of thing does sort of, you know, galvanize, and it certainly has galvanized them. Yeah. You know, it's in the forwards as well. I mean, their issues in defense have been sort of out around the centers.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Did Parramatta didn't really have a window, though. Like, what do you call it in a fucking. Is it a porthole? Those tiny little fucking circular things?
A long drop.
It was like a.
It's called a long drop. That's what Parramatta.
It was like the window.
Got.
It was like the window. It's like when you, like a shop at a Westfield.
Yeah.
Like it's a big double glazed, like, glass thing that looks like a window, but there's no opening in it.
It's
and
like
it's really
a,
hard, and you can, and it's really hard to crash through it.
No, it's just a bush toilet where you look into it, and, you know, in 1986 you take a shit and you're still waiting for it to hit the bottom.
Fuck. Jesus, Clay.
I think there's opportunity for the Cowboys to get at Jacob Arthur and also Dylan Brown, who I think is a good footballer. I don't think he's a centre. And I think some of those edge back rowers for the Cowboys that are in good form can get at both of those guys and create opportunities. It comes down to whether the Cowboys are good enough to take advantage of those. They will present themselves. And whether that equals enough points to get over Parra, because conversely, I think Mitchell Moses and some of the Parramatta forwards have the capability to cut holes through the Cowboys in the middle and create opportunities of their own. So I favour Parramatta, but I don't think the Cowboys are without a chance.
Let's get some Jason Taumalolo one-on-ones with Jacob Arthur and or even better, through Jacob Arthur and then one-on-ones yep. with Clint Gutherson.
Yeah.
And then hit him with the Gutherino. Yeah. That yeah, win or lose, just give me that. The Newcastle Knights take on the Storm in Newcastle.
Oh fuck.
Gagai is out with the cheekbone injury. And Sasagi earns his first NRL start in the centres. Another one of your old mates, Suaso Sue, is in the 17-20.
Love the guy.
The Melbourne Storm side. Wishart returns on the bench. Lewis pushed to the reserves. That is the only change to the side that absolutely smashed the Warriors.
Storm get to 50 in this one?
Who says no?
Yeah, no. No one does.
What has changed through the week that possibly in the Knights organisation, what has changed apart from getting less experienced in the centres?
I don't know.
What has changed in the Knights side?
Does Ponga's dad have a notebook that he said he would give to the coach of Kalen's favourite plays that he's going to unleash him this week? Is that his big money ticket? Yeah, I can't see anything. I cannot see anything.
There is not a scenario that you can paint that has Newcastle winning this game.
And Nate, you hit on it in the previous episode. One of the most worrying signs for me is that forward pack being so completely dominated. The Melbourne forwards, can you imagine them up against such paper-thin opposition? They are going to run fucking riot.
Yeah, because they were dominated physically, but they're going to get overpowered, and then you add in the footwork of the... So not only is everything going to be happening at a million miles an hour, they're just going to have fucking holes being drilled in them left, right and centre.
Yeah,
and then on the back of that, you've got Harry Grant and fucking Cheese.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So,
I'll be disappointed if Melbourne don't get to 50.
Yeah. Same. And like on the and like the last game where I was saying I want to see some Jason Taumalolo one on one with Gutho. This time I want to see some fucking Justin Ollum one on ones with fucking Kalen Ponga last night.
Fuck that. I want
one
big
on
none.
Oh, stop it.
Big Nelson.
I want Nelson to move from kicking bombs to fucking contesting them this week.
But yeah, look,
Melbourne 13 plus.
Yeah, the danger in, you know, after a big flogging like the, you know, the Storm is you tend to get complacent, but they're the organisation where that sort of thing doesn't really happen.
But that's the thing. At some stage, you do enough of those big floggings in a year that they don't have that effect anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, moving on to Sunday.
Game of the round.
Game of the round, they say. Down in the gutter.
I don't know who's saying that.
The Dragons and the West Tigers, the two little teams that could take each other on in Wollongong. Jack Bird, apparently, I thought he broke his arm or something, but he's been named in the sixth for this game.
Yeah, I'd read he had a fracture.
They said in the game commentary that the medical report was that he broke his fucking arm. Did he get that wrong?
I guess we'll find out over the coming days as the cuts to the squad are made. Maguire replaces Jaden Sewer in the back row, Sewer with an ankle injury. Sims returns to the starting second row to partner him. Fuli Maiano fills the vacant spot on interchange. And the Tiger side. So Stafford Tollett replaces Dane Laurie, who sustained a knee injury at fullback. Gildart comes into the centres to replace him alongside Luke Garner. Tuolungi returns in the back row, pushing Seafarth to the bench. Look, I mean, it's not really a matter of can the Tigers win. It's really how do they lose, Glennie?
I agree with you, Nathan. I agree. And have the West Tigers... I think it's taken 13 years for you to finally start seeing things way.
Look,
but
I know because I saw it on TV that the West Tigers are always in a fucking game. But now the question I have for you, Glennie...
TV doesn't lie.
Is have the West Tigers forgotten how to fucking lose a game?
Well, they say winning is a habit. And if it's one thing that West Tigers have done over the entire course of their history as an organisation is know all about fucking winning, because they've watched a lot of other teams do it at their expense. So
they're involved in at least 26 wins per season, Glenn.
Exactly right.
Well, no, at most 26. At an absolute most.
Yeah.
Not at least.
Sorry. Oh,
so they're involved in... They're tied for first in the amount of wins they're involved with during the NRL season.
Not ninth. First. Yeah, good. Look, I had a phone call today. No, I got a text message today from a little Dragons fan who was in Outback Queensland, plying his trade as a professional fuckwit. And he sent me...
Is that main man Cashy?
Yes. Yes.
Fucking cash money, dollar bills,
cash.
You're all.
Cash! Cash money. That is great. And he sent me a text message saying, hurry up. So I did him the good grace of making a phone call and saying, what the fuck are you talking about? He said, I had a long drive today when I was out on my way to be a professional fuckwit in Outback Queensland, and I didn't have any podcast to listen to on my long drive. I was like, fuck me, first world problems. Why don't you ring your mate fucking Trotters and fucking talk about me, because that's what you guys do best. Don't talk about your football team because they're fucking useless and they're going to get fucking... handed a rugby league lesson on Sunday afternoon and prove once and for all that they're a fucking worthless spot in the 16 privileged positions that are rugby league teams in the NRL. They shouldn't fucking be there. Their players shouldn't be there. They shouldn't have a team. They shouldn't have a fucking cunt fan base like they do. And the West Tigers will do rugby league justice and fucking smash the Dragons by 30.
So are you talking like, are you thinking like a 40-10 situation or 30-0?
Look, I'd say 32-2.
Right.
Early penalty goal to raise the hopes of the fucking Dragons faithful. And he begged me to come and fucking watch the game at my house, and I agreed, and then he backed out like a fucking coward.
Because he realised he'd be watching you.
He lives approximately the game on your phone. He lives approximately 20 seconds from my house. Will not make the journey.
Well, yeah, because he knows that, listening to the episodes, he knows that if he goes over to watch it at your house, he'll be sort of over your shoulder while you're fucking talking to us on Skype, and he'll be watching it over your shoulder on your phone.
Jerking
off. With the volume down. and all you'll be hearing is this fucking, your voice, and like...
Dragon's $1.54 favourite sports bet, you can eat a dick, I'm cancelling my account. Taking my fucking 75 cents out. in protest.
What do you make of that?
Oh, bookies are the fucking...
The Roosters are a more highly fancied side than the Rabbits are, and therefore there was more value ascribed to the win of the Dragons. I mean, the Dragons always get up for these fucking occasion games. Mm. They've got so many of the fucking things.
Here's the thing. When these sports bet agencies are assigning these odds, they use so many individual data points, like more than we could possibly fathom. Movement in the price based on bets being laid down is such a fucking minute factor in how they offer their odds. There's so much that goes into it that you'd never be able to pick it. But there is a fucking patented algorithm that is pricing these odds, and these companies don't lose money.
Mm.
You know, take from that what you will.
You know who does lose money? The Dragons. And their fans by backing them to win this game.
The Dragons by paying lawyers.
Well, you know, their fans losing money, you know, paying you know, prostitutes to pussies. I mean, like, this is not fucking rocket science. And then you got the other element of the Dragons fan base that are buying, you know, getting on fucking, you know, on fucking dark web auctions to buy fucking used Nazi memorabilia.
Yes. Yes. What a culture.
Yep. Nice. Kick them out. Bring back fucking Steelers.
Dragons 13. Dragons 13 plus. The Tigers will remember they're the Tigers this week.
Fuck. You're not invited to record on Sunday. Go fuck yourself.
So wait a minute. So it's not a Dragons, not a Tigers loss, but actually like a fairly substantial one, like 13 plus. Like
an absolute capitulation.
Wow. I don't know what to think. I mean, for the sake of Glennie, I want to think the Tigers can keep going, you know, so they can get crushed next week with their hopes and dreams. But, because I mean, that's my jam. But I just don't look. I know the Dragons have got a couple of wins back to back, but
yeah,
I just don't see them as the 80-minute consistent ball controlling side that keeps themselves in the contest for the full 80 minutes that the Tigers have presented themselves as over the last 2 weeks.
No, I agree.
So I just feel on that basis alone, I think that the Tigers will get them.
I think the Tigers are running too high, and it's going to take somebody far, far more put together than the Dragons to bring them down to earth.
You just said they were going to, Dragons were going to win 13 plus.
Yeah, he was just trolling you, man.
Oh, fucking Jesus. Now he's been
serious.
Oh, sorry. I find it difficult to tell the difference.
You actually, it's not like this is like people are listening to this as an audio podcast. You're actually seeing his facial expressions as he says stuff.
Glenn,
like,
you are not the audience.
I fucking should be. It'd be a whole lot less abuse online if I was the audience. I could do it. I don't know about you, Blakes. You go cop it, but I'd fucking be left alone.
Tell you what. Yeah, it's not winning, it's a habit. Being the audience is a habit.
Oh, isn't it what? I love it. It's great.
Nice. How good. Express episode.
Fuck, I love it. And I mean, you've still got the same, if not more, content this week than you would any other week. The ratio is just a little bit different. Again, if you want to listen to the second half, well, listen to us create a game companion for the second half of this Tigers Dragons game, will we hear Glennie, his jubilation? Will we hear his little fucking heartbreaking? I don't know, but I'll tell you who will find out.
Our
people
patrons.
Who are patrons, patreon.com/
Do the patrons have their swag coming?
Soon, our first their drop is around mid year. We sort of go mid year and then late year for the two drops.
Fuck yeah! So not only do you get bonus content every week, access to the entire library of bonus content. Certain tiers get you access to a private chat group. Yep. But there is also thank you swag.
And the higher two tiers, That's the higher two tiers have two merch drops in the middle of the year and towards the end of the year.
And when we say merch drops, these are gratis. We send them to you.
Yeah, exactly.
So
And not to mention, you get a discount on anything else we release as well. If you want to buy like a physical membership or, you know, the upcoming tops that we're releasing and shit like that. So,
keen.
It's Good times. Get on board.
And it saves us from starting an OnlyFans, which nobody wants.
Exactly.
Absolutely, I mean, nobody wants.
Yeah, yeah. Take it from someone who has seen, I guess, sexy in air quotes, shots of stepdad's asshole. Believe me when I say it was a challenging way.
but I got there.
Welcome to the This Week in League OnlyFans. Remember, we gave you a way around this, and you chose not to take it.
Remember, this is all your fault.
This is the subscription website version of Fuck Around and Find Out. Oh, and on that note, welcome new listeners, and fellas, I'll be talking to you boys on Sunday afternoon.
Yes, you will. How good.
All right. And, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Later.
See ya.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.